Brother Bill, is the intention of the brethren to go in the sequence of the verses you gave us? Or is it wise to say something about God's government? What is it?
Turn this up. Yes, that's the intent. The intent is, although we go verse by verse, what we want to see is this is how it applies to us in the New Testament. So I would say to Amos' comments, for example, Amos is a very humble man, and when we go to be used of the Lord to perhaps correct another, we do it in the spirit of meekness, as we're told in Galatians chapter 6. This is what we have intended, that we make application as we make our comments to how it is for us today. If I'm going to be used today with a shepherding heart to help somebody else, I have to be humble. And I have to recognize that I go in a spirit of meekness. And look at myself. I could also fall into the very same failure as my sister or brother. That's the intent. So we go verse by verse, as you asked. We want to see the government of God, but not just see it in the day of Amos, but see it today.
So may I put a few words about God's government for us to know, why is God judging his people in this way? By the way, this word herdman, it's not the same word as a shepherd. It is only mentioned twice in the scripture, but this is a man that marked the sheep. He knew the kind of condition they are in, more than the word shepherd that we're familiar with, of the one that feeds. It is one that can look at the sheep and mark their condition. And I think there's tremendous need in our days to be able to mark the condition of the people of God. Where are we in 2018? We just ushered. So what's God's government? We're talking how when someone is sowing is also reaping. God's government is God dealing with men, not only with the natural men, but also the principle of God's government is also toward the saints of God. So you might say God is all forgiving. Amen. He forgave us for Christ's sake. God is full of compassion. Amen. But God is righteous. And he has a standard that he desires the people of God to maintain. And when we fail to maintain them, he will make us in his government, in his way of teaching us to reap what we have sowed. So I want to give just a few examples, although the brethren know it, but for the newer generation that don't understand the sowing and the reaping, we will see it in the scripture so that we'll understand why God is judging Judah and why God is judging Israel. For example, when we go to the Old Testament, God's government dealt with Abraham, dealt with Jacob, dealt with David, dealt with even unbelievers, with Pharaoh. But to give the examples, when Jacob cheated his father for the blessing with killing a goat, Jacob was deceived the same way by his children about the death of Joseph. Do you see it? When Pharaoh, unbeliever, a natural man, wanted to take every child of the Israelites and drown them in the water, when God's government was acting, the day came when the horse and its rider and all the chariots of the Egyptian were buried where? In the water. That's how it works, you know. When Haman wanted to set up a gallows for Mordecai and his children, when God's government was at work, it was Haman and his children that went upon the gallows. And when David, a man of God, will do something in relationship to Uriah regarding his wife, and he killed him. God in government, what does he do? Four times he took four sons. So brethren, let's not take it lightly, God's government. Please don't take it lightly, because the scripture says it is fearful to fall in the hand of the living God. So what is he doing with Judah? The people of God is supposed to uphold the word of God. That's the first thing that when Moses came down, he gives them commandments. The first thing that God is dealing with Judah, they despised my law. And dear saints of God, we're living in a time that we can all tell the declension and how the people of God are not esteeming the word of God. They are not taking it to heart, obeying the scriptures and living in a way that is not in accordance to the word of God. We can rest assured, as far as the portion before us, that God, in His own timing, He will bring His government upon us. The same way He dealt with Judah, the same way He dealt with Israel, He's got every right to deal with us. If we are sowing toward the flesh, dear saints, we're going to reap after the flesh.
I'd like to add, in regard to the government of God, that first of all, we understand that judgment is God's strange work. It is not His purpose, but it is part in His ways in His dealing with mankind in general. And I was reminded in the introduction to Peter, 1 Peter 4, the expression, "For the time of having the judgment begin from the house of God is come." We saw all the nations delineated in chapter 1, where Amos speaks of the transgression of Damascus, Gaza, Tyre. And then he comes to Judah and Israel. The judgment of God is come to His people. That if we think that God is only going to judge the world, no, He's presently taking issue with the people of God who are not in accord with His mind. And I think that that ought to challenge our hearts as we look at this man who carries this burden. He leaves Tekoa, instructed of God. He recognizes, he says, "I'm no prophet." But yet, he was a man available to God. Are we available in the present day?
I'd like to make a comparison further on this matter of God's government. His government is according to the light that the people have. When He judges the Gentiles, the nations around them, He judges them because of their wickedness, pagan worshipers, and they didn't have the Word of God. They didn't have a revelation. But when we find that He is dealing with Judah, He deals far more severe with them and in a different way, because they had claimed, they were given the Word of God, as we read in the New Testament, of them were the oracles of God. All the privileges were given to them. The temple, the service, Jerusalem, Zion, where God had placed His name. And now that has been turned around to worship idols in the same way that those whom they were judging, whom they would rightly make the comparison with the last message to the church, Laodicea. They're rich, have need of nothing. That was the condition of Israel at that time, as was pointed out earlier. They expanded their kingdom. They were probably the most extensive and wealthiest kingdom of the time of it, in the history of Israel, the extent to which it went. However, they were satisfied in it, and they had a form of worship. 2 Timothy, the form of godliness without the power. And that led on to God's judgment upon them according to the light that they had. To think that they used the temple, they used that sphere, the temple where the Lord's name was placed, to worship their idols, displacing the Lord in every way. So that meets up with a severe judgment that is more so than the nations around them. So he will deal with them, and as long as he uses them as a chastening rod to his people Israel, when that work is finished, he will finish that people and he will destroy them.